Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who binge-watches TV for a living but doesn't get paid, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, hour number two. Boy, that was fun. Talking to Matt Miller about TV and film and all things showbiz. Always love a good chat like that. Sorry we had to let him go so quickly. He was on a good roll there, but we'll have Matt back soon. And another text. I love when people text my phone, like people I know, with their worst gifts. And one said, ranch salad dressing, because that's kind of a tying the two themes together tonight. Don, did you know that ranch dressing is number one?
Number one for what?
Salad dressing in the world, buddy.
I believe that.
Do you? I want to keep people in suspense so they don't know who I'm talking to right now. Like, they think I have a salad dressing guru. So I suppose I should. I suppose I should introduce you.
To discuss salad dressing. But I'm ready. I'm in.
So this is my second, actually third, surprise guest tonight. And this was kind of exciting because Don Brown hosts This Week in Waukesha here on the Civic Media Network. We had Kristen Elfheim earlier, and Jim Schmidt, the host, co-host of Mino and the Mayor, stopped in too. So you're our third guest and third time's the charm, Don. So welcome to Nightlight. Great to have you.
Thanks, Pete. Really glad to be here, and glad to have you in the Civic Media Network.
Yeah, good to be here. So tell us about This Week in Waukesha. Where can we see it? When is it on? And a little bit about the show.
Sure. So it's Saturday mornings from 7 to 9. And, you know, it's all things Waukesha. You know, it's really, you know, people think of it as another Milwaukee suburb when it's really its own historic university city. It's home to the state's oldest college, Carroll University, which was actually chartered before the state of Wisconsin was.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, there's a rich history there, a very historic downtown. You know, Waukesha once had a Springs era. It was considered like the Saratoga of the West. People would come. It was a resort city where wealthy Southerners would come for the spring water and all of its healing powers. and still a lot of great remnants from that. And it's just really an eclectic community. There's some really great, you know, like downtown Waukesha in many ways is kind of like a walk through yesteryear. You know, we were talking a lot about TV, and it's like that would be a great set for like a 1960s, you know, TV show, like a sitcom or a drama.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And
I'm not from Waukesha originally, but, and there are quite a few transplants like me, but there are also several people that grew up in Waukesha and are second or third generation. I had the mayor, Sean Riley, on my show last Saturday, and I learned that his family's lived in Waukesha for more than 100 years.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So you cover really a lot of local topics and stuff like that, kind of what's happening around the city, that kind of stuff.
Birthplace of Les Paul, you know, it's been designated one of the guitar towns, you know, Guitar Town USA. And so, and it's a growing city. It's just really, it's an exciting vibe. And we're really glad to have, you know, there's been a WAUK for years, but the focus was on like either country music or Christianity. You know, I think it was a religious channel for many years. And when Civic Media reinvigorated, when they started back up again, we were finally able to have a station and shows like mine that have a big focus on Waukesha as well as Wisconsin life. And that's why I'm really glad to be on this show, because you know, Civic Media, there's so many people here in Southeast Wisconsin that travel up your way for their summer homes or really year round. You know, that's such a great state. And, you know, same thing. There's a lot of people up where you are. They'll love to come down for a Brewers game or just to enjoy your Bucks or to enjoy, you know, all the great things in this area. And so it's neat that they can go to the Civic Media app and access shows like ours and channels like ours to find out what's going on in the area. And because there's tons of things that could interest them.
What I took from that, Don, is if I want to take my family to a Brewer game, you've got a couple sets of bunk beds for us.
Absolutely.
Did I understand that right? Okay, good. All right. I thought so. I don't like to read into things too
much. So I can get away with saying this right now. Yes. Hopefully she doesn't hear the rebroadcast, but oh, absolutely, Pete. You know, we should tell people we have a little bit of a backstory.
Yeah.
You know,
I was getting there, but go ahead. Tell them how we are connected.
Sure. So years ago, I was with a restaurant group in Evanston, Illinois, where Northwestern is, you know, right outside of Chicago. And it was a really eclectic, really great group. It was a lot of like students and theater people working there. And your sister, Julie, worked at one of our restaurants, the Davis Street Fish Market, yeah, which you had visited and had a few meals there.
I had. That was the first time I ever ate a whole lobster was at that restaurant. You know, you always get the tail. Yeah. They served me a whole lot. It was like lobster night or something. And my wife and I went, I'm like, I don't even know how to eat this. So.
Yeah. And Julie and I became pals because we had a lot in common. We were both from like big Catholic families. And, you know, so we had a lot of the same tastes. And yeah, because I'm the youngest of 10 kids. And And, you know, Marinette, I also know the Boyle family from Marinette. There's like 11 or 12 of them,
yeah,
I believe.
I think everybody knows the Boyle family. There's so many of them. They have a big tent. That's great. It's so funny you said that about Julie. She lived, I lived in LA for 14 years, and she lived 100 feet from me when she moved out there. Nice. And now I'm back in Northeast Wisconsin, and she lives about 200 feet from me. So we seem to be following each other around. So how did you end up, you managed, I think, that place, and then you're now in radio, and I think you had a political stop in between. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I bounced around a lot before I finally took that leap of faith and kind of hung my own shingle as a writer, and that led to other opportunities. I was an alderman for the city of Waukesha, and I'd still be alderman had it not been for a redistricting, you know, that happened with the last census, and so I ended up without a district, but... it also that landed me this opportunity of civic media because when Mike Crudy came to Waukesha, he was like looking for people to do a show that was Waukesha Focus. And a mutual friend said, you should have Don Brown do it because he's, you know, he's been on the city council and he knows a lot of people and he's really passionate about Waukesha. And so it's really this has really been one of the great joys of my life to be working on this show and connecting with people of Waukesha, you know, on a weekly basis, daily basis, you know, and trying to put guests together and storylines. And
that's so cool. And Mike Crute, of course, the co-host of the Devil's Advocate here on Civic Media. So check out that show as well from 4 to 6 every day.
Great show.
So I want to tell you, all right. So Don, my show is primarily entertainment, fun Wisconsin stuff. We don't get into a lot of politics typically, but I want to know a couple things. First of all, you must know the Bodines are from Waukesha.
I sure do. Yep.
One of my all time favorite bands. I made a movie years ago. Kurt Newman of the Bodines wrote a score for the movie. And gave me some Bodine songs to use. Like, I could not say enough good things about Kurt Newman, but how cool is that? Like, I love knowing who's from a town, and I'm trying to encourage more Wisconsinites to let me know who's from their town and what happened there and cool historical nuggets like you just shared. But are you a Bodines fan?
I am. I remember in college. Yeah, I love them. And I remember that went closer to Freeway was the title track for Party of Five.
Party of Five, great Wisconsin band.
There's a guy from Waukesha who I've been trying to get on the show. His name's Pat Nettesheim. He's one of the co-founders of Guitars for Vets, which is a really neat philanthropy in its own right. But Pat also has a band, real heavy metal, like great band. But he knew the Bodines, you know, growing up. But I think he maybe even got to help produce some tracks or got to write or something. He had a relationship. But Pat collected a lot of cutting floor music because back when Waukesha was in not such a good way economically downtown, there were a lot of boarded up buildings. So the Bodines could go into these places and record albums for like pennies in the dollar they were desperate for rent. And so a lot of those great albums were cut right on Main Street in downtown Waukesha.
That is really cool.
Yeah. Pat's got access to all these like bootleg tapes, you know, cutting room floor stuff that no one's ever heard. And he says it's brilliant. So one of these days we're going to have him on the show and he's going to play some of these tracks for us, like some of his kind of favorites, you know, from the crypt.
Oh, that's so cool. I'm talking with Don Brown, and not only does he have a cool name, he's got a really cool show here on Civic Media called This Week in Waukesha. Are you a TV watcher, Don? And don't try to tell me you're not, please. What do you watch? So, what's your show or movie? What do you recommend?
Oh, God. You know, I am crying because I really want to watch the new season of Fargo.
Yeah.
Because I watched the first 4 or 5, whatever it was, and we don't have Hulu anymore. And one of the reasons, like, when you'd watch your favorite teams in sports on Hulu, the game would crap out, or it would just, you know, there'd be just too many pauses, and I'm like, might as well just go to a bar. Yeah, and so, yeah, so I'm trying to get a hold of that. We've been binge-watching The Good Wife. My wife turned me on to that, and her dad did. I love, what else have I been watching? Bass Reeves. You know, it's about a black U.S. Marshal during like the post-Civil War.
What's that on?
A great show.
Yeah, I've heard that's good.
That's on Paramount. And Paramount's got some great shows. Joe Pickett was another great show. Season two just finished up there.
Have you seen Lioness? Lioness is on Paramount Plus with Zoe
Saldana. I started watching that, That's the same guy who created Yellowstone.
Yeah. I think this is better than Yellowstone. I wasn't sure about it the first two episodes, but if you stick with it, it's really good. It's a very good show, in my opinion.
Yeah, and you know what I got into for Yellowstone were the prequels. Like, I loved 1883.
Right.
I don't know if you saw that. That was fantastic. And I love 1923, and they were going to do a second season, but now they're saying they're not going to do it. And that just... You know, breaks my heart because it really left a lot up in the air. And what was neat about those prequels, because when you watch Yellowstone, it's just like, okay, it's another Dallas, but you know what? And you think they're, they're rich, greedy scumbags. But then you see the prequels and you realize, you know, these families spilled a lot of blood to build that ranch and to build that little empire. And they're also fighting, you know, it becoming another big city, another concrete jungle. And so there's some pretty neat backstories or themes to the whole Yellowstone thing that those prequels unearthed. And so I really enjoyed that part of it.
Yeah. I've heard that the spinoffs are good. And I think Rob Thomas was here from the Capital Times a couple nights ago. And he said their goal is to do a spinoff for every year that America has existed. So I thought that was great.
Yeah.
So I think this is great, Don. Thank you for being surprise guest number three here tonight.
Yeah,
this
has been fun. And I look forward to having you on my show. I think you may be coming in. I think it's next Saturday. So
I would love to. Thank you for the invitation. Yeah. And this has been like a little Civic Media Christmas party with you and Kristen and Jim Schmidt stopping by. So it's brightened my night. It's brought light to my night, if I can use that metaphor for night.
Sure, sure.
Thanks a lot and best of luck with the show. And I'll be talking to you next week.
Yeah, thanks, Pete. And just one more thing before we go, if it's okay, is because you're talking movies, look for The Boys in the Boat that's supposed to premiere Christmas night. Okay. I actually did read that book, and it's like Seabiscuit for rowing. It's unbelievable.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's a
true
story, too. So check that out.
Excellent. Okay. Thanks a lot, Don. We'll talk soon.
Hey, thanks for having me, Pete. Say hi to
Julie. My pleasure. We'll do. Okay.
All right. See ya.
So that is Don Brown. He hosts This Week in Waukesha here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can catch that at civicmedia.us, or if you live in Waukesha, on one of the local radio stations there. So thanks for joining me, Don. Coming up in just a few minutes, it's getting close. John Minow will be here very soon, so stick around. This is Pete Schwabba. The show is Nightlight, and this is Civic Media Radio Network. John Minow's here. I got flustered. Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. Boy, this is a revolving door of Civic Media hosts tonight, and it's really kind of cool. And this is another surprise because I wasn't going to have John Minow on until 9:30, but he showed up a little early. He lives pretty close, and he's just awesome to talk to on so many levels. So we're going to welcome John in just a second. First, I want to say keep those texts coming. I have not been pushing the texts. We're asking people, what is the worst Christmas present you've ever received? You can text or call 920-264-0606, 920-264-0606. Keep those texts coming. There's been some good ones. And that's about it. So I got nothing, man. I'm just thrilled that, John, we have an actual Green Bay broadcasting legend sitting opposite me. And I'm thrilled to welcome him here from the Minow and the Mayor show. It's John Minow. Hey, John.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. It's nice that you came down a little early because you live so close.
Well, I remember that Murphy actually brought in a whole bunch of donuts today.
You were just hungry.
I forgot to bring them back up to my room here. So, yeah.
You're like, here's what I can do. I can either sneak in and get the donuts, or if he sees me, I'll have to go out a little early.
Hey,
what are you doing here? So this is great. So, John, okay, I want to ask you about everything you've done in your career, but first, I know you don't have all night, but first, you had on your show this morning, you had Murphy, your old riding buddy with the radio station. This is funny. I had to look up his first name.
Well, you know,
I was on his show in the 90s when I was a stand-up, and I'd work Skyline Comedy Cafe.
He has kept that
He's
a
just
national
Murphy in the
secret.
Morning. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
It's Jim. It's Jim. Yeah. It's Jim. I did Google it.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, yeah, how was that? How was it?
It was great. Tammy is just an amazing human being, Tammy Elliott.
Yeah.
And Murph is Murph. Murph is the most steady person. I mean, consistent, you know, he's a 300 hitter in baseball type thing year after year. And that's the cool thing about him. And like I always told people, you know, he never acted like he was the smartest person in the room, the funniest person in the room, you know, the most charismatic person in the room. But he always made sure he found a way for the other people in the room to be those things.
Yeah.
And that takes, you've been on radio. I mean, we've all seen it. And sometimes that's a lot harder than people think.
That's a great host.
It's like, that's being a great host. That's what he always did.
It's funny.
So actually, did you hear him this morning when we started out the show? Good morning. It's Murphy in the Morning on WGBW.
Oh, that's great.
So we had him come back from every break. We had him as the lead guy.
I remember when I would, like I said, I was on a show a couple times. The clubs, when you work the stand-up clubs, they make you go do radio.
I
they
remember
had deals.
Well, which you guys loved.
Yeah.
You know, you guys were up to like 2 in the morning.
We had to get up. Yeah,
and then
exactly.
You get up at 5 and you drive to Green Bay.
Because,
yeah.
And then oftentimes the club owner would insist on taking you out to breakfast. The guy you don't know.
And all you want to do is go back to bed.
Yeah, exactly. And even if they were nice guys, it's like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
But what I liked about Murphy was, and I think I did the show a couple times, I was expecting DJ guy. Like
right.
He gets so many places and he was kind of. Just chill.
Yeah. Totally.
And I didn't know what to make of it at first.
Yeah.
And then you settle in, you're like, oh, this is pretty nice.
Yeah. That's just him.
Yeah. That's great. I had a guy in Oshkosh. I was promoting something and this company set up this little tour. I call in and the guy goes, hey, Peter, hang on. We're going to be with you in about 2 minutes. Okay, buddy. I'm like, you're not even on the air.
And, he still
and that's
has
how
that
you're
voice.
Doing the voice.
Yeah.
And then I get on the air and he goes, we're talking with Pete Schauba. The movie is Godfather in Green Bay. I'm like, that's not the name of the movie.
Yeah.
And that's not my name.
Yeah.
Do your homework.
Isn't that something?
A little less on time and temp.
Yeah.
And pronounce the name right.
I know.
But Murphy
mean.
Was great. He was just himself. It seemed like, I don't
Absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely. That
seemed,
was Murphy. And he's always the same way today. And that's what always made it good to work with him.
You know,
he let other people almost like have the fun in some ways. And he was a great, you know, being antagonizing people in the right way and all those things. So he was one in a million.
That's really cool. So what's he going to do now? Is he just fishing or what's
I don't know. I know he's, you know, wants to go south at some point and play some golf and just kind of enjoy life. And, you know, it's one of those situations where sometimes it's like, okay, maybe it's time to like, you know, not get up at 3 a.m.
Yeah. And what did you were like his sidekick for quite a while, right?
13 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And with Tammy too?
No. The first one was Kathy Larkin.
Okay.
Who was a good friend of ours, who was on the show here about a month or so ago. Then it was Tammy Elliott.
Okay.
Obviously. And then Katie. Then Jen Lawrence. There's like about 7 or 8 of them.
Wow.
I feel bad now. I'm trying. I can't get them all straight. And then there's Kathy Hall and Marty Spatel. So he had a lot of female co-hosts over the years.
Yeah.
Lisa Malik.
Wow. That's cool.
Might be a dozen.
Yeah. So that's just one chapter in John Minow's broadcasting career in Green Bay. And I know, I think I told people the other night, I moved to Northeast Wisconsin in junior high. Went to Marinette Catholic Central High School, and I remember your name, and I know you hosted so much stuff, because when I met you, I'm like, God, I know that voice. Like, you got that million-dollar voice. Did you come out of the womb talking like that? And you're like, you have to go into broadcasting.
Yeah, I think I did.
Yeah. So what else have you done?
That's the only thing I've got.
Everybody
needs one thing.
Give us your resume, if you would.
Okay, well, you know what? I went to college in Arizona State, and little junior college up in northern Minnesota first, and then Arizona State. Got my first job at one of the smallest TV stations in the nation, KMVT, Magic Valley Television, Twin Falls, Idaho.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Your leader for Southern Idaho News.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you grew up in the UP, right?
Yep.
And then you went to Arizona State, then there, and then was it your goal to come back here?
Kind of.
Yeah.
It was roundabout way, because I start, you know, when you're in school, you take the first job you can get. You don't turn down a job.
Right.
So I got that, and I was sports director coming right out of college. Which was cool.
Yeah.
And stayed there a couple of years, then went to Tucson, Arizona, then from Tucson to Flint, Michigan, and then Flint to Green Bay.
No kidding.
Yeah. But this has always been kind of my destination. Always
Green
was.
Bay. Yeah. Yeah.
Growing up in the UP, coming to Green Bay was like coming to Disneyland.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Going to the big city, right?
Absolutely. Oh, my God. They got a McDonald's.
They got multiple McDonald's, buddy.
They got a buddy. Big boy. Ponderosa was huge. Yeah.
Ponderosa. I miss Ponderosa.
Me too.
So you did, okay, so you're Murphy. You're doing Mino and the Mayor now. And I know you did some TV work too, right?
A lot of TV work. I mean, I think as other than Channel 2, I think I've worked for every station in the market over the years.
Yeah. Doing sports?
Doing sports, yeah. That's all I ever did was sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. At Channel 26 a few years back, I did a news show, but it was still a light news show. But I've never done hard news.
Okay.
Ever. That's not me.
No desire?
It's just not me. And you know, it's kind of like I was even thinking about this with Tammy this morning, Tammy Elliott. And she was talking about how she was up for this, like, a big time HGTV show that was just starting. I think it was Trading Places, but they lost her resume tape. She shipped it out of Green Bay and they literally sent it to the wrong place. It didn't get there in time and yada, yada. And it's just so, but what I'm saying is she would have been so ideal in something like that. It's incredible.
Yeah.
But like when I watch her and she has to read a tragic story, it's like, that's not her.
Mm.
You know, she's so bubbly and so effervescent that it's like it, you know,
but she pulls it off.
Yeah, she pulls it off great. But I just wish she, somewhere along the line, maybe she still will find one where she's exactly in her wheelhouse, where she can show her personality.
Call her up, get her in here.
Absolutely.
Hey, I'm talking to John Mino of Murphy, or of Murphy. Listen to that, of Mino in the Morning here on Civic Media. He's John Mino. He's a Green Bay broadcasting legend. I'm going to say that until you're sick of it tonight, John, and he's going to stick with me. It's Peach Wabba. It's Peach Wabba. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. Joined in the studio tonight by a man I'm becoming fast friends with because he came in early, John Mino.
You're just saying that because you still feel so guilty that me and my partner at the time, Nick Vetrano, tried calling your producers for Godfather of Green Bay.
Oh, man.
Looking for bit parts. Just a couple of guys sitting in the bar, couple of guys in the restaurant. Couple of the guys just driving by. That's all we were looking for. And
I'm never going to live it down.
No response from your people.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. When you make even an independent film, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Like the casting people are handling. Yeah. And as the writer director of The Godfather of Green Bay, you can check it out on Vudu, Prime, and Tubi. Shameful.
That was good.
That was a shameful
play. That was smooth. I'm telling you, man.
Rent it tonight, folks, and you'll see the movie John Mino wanted to be in. And I wish you were because, you know, when you make a film like that and we released it in theaters, we would have loved anybody from the media.
Right.
We were talking, and we talked to Donald Driver and he said, you got to give my wife a part, I think, and then I'll be in it. Yeah. And then this, we're trying to get a couple Packers, but it's unfortunate that didn't work out, but,
well, here we are.
You're doing okay anyway. Yeah, I think, I don't think you needed me. What do you prefer, John, TV or radio?
Well, let me just say this because Tammy and I were talking about this morning. Because the mayor gives me a hard time because he doesn't think I do enough show prep because he'll do all this, you know, whatever.
Okay.
And we talked about that. I said the difference between TV and radio is that in TV, like for a sportscast, you would do 4 hours of prep for 3 minutes on the air.
Oh, my gosh.
In radio, I do 3 minutes of prep for 4 hours on the air.
I still think that's low.
I do, too.
And it's nice when you have probably someone to play off, too. Like, Jim,
absolutely.
You guys have a great... Tell me about your show and tell my listeners about your show, because it's a great show. You guys have a great chemistry.
Thank you. You know, Jim Schmidt, he was the longest tenured mayor in Green Bay history, 16 years.
Yeah.
And just decided, after his last run, he decided to step aside and explore other things. He does a phenomenal job. He's executive director out at the NEW Community Shelter, which is a quasi-homeless shelter, But it's not just a drop-in homeless shelter. They have residents that'll stay there sometimes 4 to 6 months and then really work on many times the situation or whatever you want to call it that put them there, that made them homeless. I mean, they all were homeless.
Right.
And it's really interesting, though. They really work with these people, and they want them to graduate from this and have a job and have a place to live and all those sorts of things. So it's really great. And Jim gives his heart and soul to that.
What's the success rate with that? Is it
fantastic? Really good. We've had a couple of the people on here. I remember this one gentleman, he was actually living in Milwaukee, and he talked about how he would try to spend as many nights as he could as close to the police station as possible. I go, really? He says, well, I'd rather them wake me up 3 or 4 times a night and tell me to move than somebody stab me, beat me with a baseball bat, whatever. Because I felt as long as I was close to the police station, that stuff wouldn't happen. It would only be the cops giving me a hard time.
And that's a perspective you don't even consider either. It's like, that's a different world.
Right. And he went through that program. He admitted he had a crack cocaine problem and beat that. And he sat right here and spoke to us like any gentleman you would pull in off the street.
What's he do now?
He works out there.
Okay.
At the center.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah.
So you guys typically, mostly community show. You interview a lot of people from the, guys are both kind of legends here.
We do talk a lot of sports. I'll be honest with you. We get on a tangent about sports sometimes, but we like just, what's going on in the community? Because this is a really cool community. I mean, it really and truly is. And we just want to really publicize all the different things that are happening, the people that are making things happening, all those sorts of things. What makes this community the way it is, but also with, being very attuned to the normal, listener who texts us and say, hey, I'm listening every day, or who are they? Where are they going? Are we providing them with what they were hoping for this morning? That's always in the back of my mind.
That's great. Yeah. And are you having, in terms of how this gig compares to what we were talking about before, all your other gigs in Green Bay?
Well, the cool part with Civic Media is that they pretty much just said, you know what? You guys are doing great. Do your thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of other places, boy, you got, God bless them all, but you got salespeople, you got programming people, you got production people, you got the news people, you got the, executive producer, you've got the program director. You know how it is.
Yeah.
How many different layers and levels there are. And then the general manager above all them. So, that could be a grind, just dealing with all of those different levels and layers.
You guys
times.
Got your own place.
This
is like Bill and Ted's Excellent
First
Adventure
First thing Murphy
here.
And Tammy Elliott both said when they walked in, oh my gosh, is this an awesome studio.
Yeah, where
studio?
Are mom and dad?
Yeah, exactly. Right. And you know what? The thing I like about it, like I said, isn't this cool? Because I had never worked in radio where the person I'm doing it with wasn't right next to me pushing the buttons.
Yeah.
Okay, I was never the button pusher. But,
right.
but in all the TV shows they used to have, or even in Good Morning Vietnam, there was the studio and then there was the producer on the other side of the window. And
right.
So I always thought, man, would that ever be cool to kind of work in that kind of a setting? And we got it here.
Yeah.
So after all these years, I finally get to look at my producer through the window and like give him cues and things like that. Although the cues don't mean anything. I just want to act cool when people are here.
You just give them a nod and then
right,
do
exactly.
Thing.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you like radio better though, or
well,
in this currently.
You know what I really like? Like I co-host once in a while with Lisa Malik on her show Local 5 Live on FRV, and then I do the high school football games on Friday nights with Ted Stefaniak on NBC 26, or actually on my TV 32. So what I'm saying is I love doing that show with Lisa. I love doing high school football, but the stuff in between the day-to-day grind of TV, it's one of those things, you lose the flavor of it when you watch how salami is made or sausage is made or whatever.
right.
It's such a grind on a day-to-day basis in a newsroom.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, you guys are crushing it. I mean, and I'll just say, I'm just putting it out there. Murphy's gone. He hung it up.
Yeah.
Someone's got to fill those shoes.
I told him right away, Murphy Mino and the Mayor has a good sound to it.
Oh, you want to bring him in here?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You think you could lure him out of retirement already?
No.
No.
It's worth a shot, though, right?
Oh, you guys are doing fine. Yeah. As great as he is, I think you're doing okay. So you talked about homeless, and I know it's Pearl Harbor Day.
Yes.
You are very passionate about helping veterans. Can you talk a little bit about what you do for veterans and your
sure.
work? Yeah.
Sure. First, I just want to say that there's a gentleman, I've written 4 books. And my first one, Frontlines. On World War II, one of the gentlemen from Green Bay, and he had been a good friend of Mayor Schmitz as well. His name was Furman Balza. And on this day, he was on the USS Maryland. and he was reaching up to grab his dress shoes because he was going to mass on the island. And all of a sudden, you know, the world turned upside down. And he talked about what he did that day and everything that was going on. And the ship next to them got overturned. And it was a really, I forget how many guys they lost, but a really tragically sad situation where there were guys trapped in there. They figure up for 2 weeks and they couldn't get to them.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So, yeah. So Furman would tell me all those stories. So I always think of him. And actually, you know, another guy, Pete, I've got to get a copy of my book. Maybe you would know him. There was a guy, he was a corpsman and he's from Marinette.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What war?
World War II. This is Pearl Harbor.
Okay. Maybe so, Arthur Gardner?
Maybe. I'll dig out my book and find out.
Arthur Gardner.
But I remember I went up to Marinette to interview him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so Arthur Gardner, well, he didn't live in, he grew up in Marinette.
Okay.
His father, I believe, owned a suit store called Goldberg's for Men.
Okay.
And his name was Arthur Goldberg. He changed it to Gardner during World War II, went and fought, filmed the war while they were fighting, which to me is insane. It's like you don't even have a gun to, like, you're just like. And he and his buddies took their cameras out to Hollywood and ended up making shows like The Rifleman and F Troop.
No kidding.
And here's what really hurts, John. I lived in LA for 14 years. He was alive. He died at 103, I think, in like 2012. He was out there when I would, and my friend Mike McGuire, who's also a filmmaker from Marinette, lives out there, went and visited him and said he's just like asking about Marinette. He was still very with
it. What's up with Marinette with all the movie
isn't it
makers?
Weird? I know.
It's bizarre.
And Mike shot a film there a few years ago too, and he also gave you the
brush
push
off. Story of my life.
Yeah, it's weird that I love I'm a transplant, but every town has a great history.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to encourage people in Wisconsin to get in touch with me on this show so we can talk a little bit about who's from your town, what happened
there.
Cool stuff happens everywhere.
So love that.
Anyway, I kind of interrupted you, but if this guy you're talking about was in Marinette, probably wasn't him because I think he lived in California.
Okay, it wasn't him then. But he was a naval corpsman.
Okay.
And they were bringing in the wounded. And the horrific burns and, you know, guys just,
yeah.
So it was terrible, you know, with the wounded trying to take care of them. Everybody knows what happened to on the Arizona and everything. But for those wounded guys and those doctors and nurses, they worked like, I think it was 3 days without sleeping. They ran out of everything, morphine. And yeah. So,
Are there organizations around here you want to plug for the work you do? Or I know you do the books too.
I work with, I'm working with that new one. It's the tiny house complex. There are 600 square foot houses that they plan on building over by, it's actually very close to the VA center on the east side of Green Bay. And they're getting, it looks like the property is going to be, they're going to get it from the county. Everything's real close to that, one last vote on it. And then they're going to start construction. So, yeah.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, so that's really cool. So I'm really trying to help them out.
So how do you like this for a segue?
Yes, sir.
My show, I typically talk about TV, movies, entertainment,
and fun
Wisconsin stuff. But let's segue
and
talk about, not that you love the films because of the subject matter, but Vietnam movies. Have you seen all of them? Are you a fan of them? Or?
I don't know exactly how many are out there. I mean, obviously, everybody's seen Platoon 20 times.
The Deer Hunter.
Deer Hunter, Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket,
those are all great.
Born on the 4th of July.
Born on the 4th of July. We were soldiers once.
Yeah.
So those were some of the classics of the Vietnam movies.
You know what's weird is I loved The Deer Hunter. It was the first Vietnam movie I saw.
Yeah.
I was in grade school, I think, like in 8th grade or something. And I loved it. And that's the only one I can watch over and over because of the performances. Most of them are hard to watch. Like Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
The violence in the war scenes are so real.
Yeah, I agree.
They're hard to watch.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But you have a favorite? Do you typically steer away from those movies because of the work you do with veterans?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. I think We Were Soldiers.
Yeah.
We Were Soldiers once. And I was very fortunate. I worked with the Medal of Honor convention we had in Green Bay here in 2000. I don't even know what now, 2010 maybe. And it was a really cool thing. And one of the guys sitting next to me at breakfast, you know, I introduced myself and I saw the name and I'm like, oh, I'm going to look that up in the program. He's the guy that Greg Kinnear.
Yeah.
That Greg Kinnear played this guy.
Oh,
he was a helicopter pilot. Snake. Remember that kept making roll trip after trip after trip?
Yeah.
So that was him. You got the Medal of Honor.
Wow.
But it's so, I mean, it's like, oh my God.
Is he from Green Bay?
No, he's not. Oh, okay. But we had the convention in Green Bay.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So that was really cool.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the next segment, our final segment, you and I will talk movies because you've seen, when I've been a guest on your show, and you guys have been amazing to me. Thank you for that. But you in particular, and Jim, but you're always more willing to talk about what you've seen. And it seems like you've seen just about everything that comes out. So I'll talk to John about that.
Well, except never saw Star Wars. Never saw any of those kind. Nothing. Zero. The only one close to that is Spaceballs.
So you saw the satirical version. But why? Well, like,
I don't know. I just wasn't into that science fiction space type things.
But okay, but now.
Yeah.
Would you see them like that? Here's what I don't understand. Like, I'm not a Star Wars guy either, but I've seen them all.
Yeah.
And I can't remember. Like, my son loves Star Wars and his generation and my brother. I can't keep all the characters. I remember Luke and Leia from the first ones, but after that, they all run together. But I still see them all when they come out. Do you have any desire to go, what am I missing?
No, none at all.
Really?
No, if they come out with the Spaceballs too, I'm there.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm just telling you.
I'm a Mog. Part man, part dog. I'm my own best friend. John Candy was great.
Ludicrous speed.
So, all right. So before we go to the break, I have to ask you, what's the worst gift you've ever gotten?
You know, I heard you talking about that. And I don't know. It was like one of those, you know, things from wherever. You know, what's it called?
You got to do a little
white elephant.
Yeah.
One of those white elephant type things.
All right. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold this till after break because I want to hear about this. And I want to encourage you guys, the texts have slowed up. We got a lot initially.
Hey, quick poll for you.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Star Wars? Yes or no? I say no.
Okay. John Minor, we're one in the no column. I don't understand, but okay.
Yes for me.
Yes, and yes for me. 2-1 so far. We'll see how we do. You can text in on either topic, 920-264-0606. This is Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and John Mino tonight. He's helping me get down the, what's the great horse race? And down the stretch
they come. And down the stretch they come.
He's got the voice for sports and radio. So we were talking, John. John Mino is here from the Mino and the Mayor show. It's the morning show here on WGBW and WISS. And he is sitting in with me tonight. The second hour here, we're talking movies and we talked... his career, his lengthy career, the snubs he's gotten from the movies he's tried to be in, and his worst, you were just about to tell us what the worst Christmas present you've ever gotten was.
It was a toilet paper holder.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Was it like customized?
But it had like a little radio in it or something.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Is it?
Well, as those things go.
Is it?
Sure.
It was like a toilet paper holder dispenser with a built-in radio.
I will say this. Whoever bought that for you probably gave it some thought.
Probably.
And said, you know what?
Yeah.
I bet John's the kind of guy wants to hear a little, some tunes, you know? Wow.
So, yeah.
How long ago was that?
A long time ago. That was in Tucson, Arizona. So that's many years ago, but it's one of those things you just never really forget.
Yeah, because I made a whole list here of stuff. Mine, my wife gave me shoe beans.
Shoe beans?
Beans. You put them in your shoe, and they make it smell better.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's, and I said that's kind of when you know the romance is gone in a marriage.
Yeah.
And it's harder to get it back when you know your feet smell.
You know, you almost think there would have been a subtle sign before that you missed. Somewhere? Well,
yeah. Maybe. Keep them outside on the lanai, if you will. So that was mine. But like coffee cups and t-shirts are on here. I don't mind coffee cups.
I'll take a coffee cup or a t-shirt anytime.
Me too. And I'll tell you why. Because I never go out to buy them.
Nope.
So
I will take either one all day long.
I'd say, oh, that's a nice KISS t-shirt, Pete. Yeah. Well, it's what I work out in. I don't go out and buy it. But
By the way. Person just texted me.
Yeah.
That I showed you.
Yeah.
She said she was driving along or she was about to fall asleep or hope she wasn't driving along. Yeah. And all of a sudden she heard our voices and she's listening to us.
Well, that's
so this
very
is
nice.
Kim. Kim is from Menasha. Okay.
Okay.
Now, here's when you said the KISS t-shirt. There's a reason I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Her son opened up a store selling used t-shirts. It's amazing
used
the
t-shirt.
Price that some of the old rock band and rock concert t-shirts go for these days. He's got a really successful shop. It's called the Wild Goose right on College Avenue in Appleton. And then he's got another one now, I believe, in Kenosha where he's going to college. Great, great stuff. The stuff they find, the old vintage stuff like that, that you and I probably would have worn at a concert or whomever. Big bucks.
So I recently drove through Michigan with my son. We were both in a movie and got to go to the premiere in Detroit, which is kind of cool. And we're driving home, and I can't be in Michigan and not listen to Bob Seger.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm cranking Seger. We're driving, and it made me think of my buddy Mike Toomey's joke. He says, Bob Seger's the only guy you go to a Bob Seger concert and you can't tell who is Bob Seger because they all look like Bob Seger. He goes, the only way you can tell who Bob Seger is he's the only one not wearing a Bob Seger concert t-shirt.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's a great joke.
Oh, that is a great, great line.
All right, so let's get fantastic. To some TV and movie, John. What do you watch?
Well, Yellowstone.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I've watched that entire series all the way through. I just think it's one of the greatest things in TV history. I like watching the old series. Like, I was watching Band of Brothers again the other day. And there's a new one coming out by the same producers in January, I believe it is, about the Air Corps in World War II. You know, because they did the Pacific, they did, which was the South Pacific, obviously, the Band of Brothers, which was Europe. And now this one's coming out about the Air Force. So I think that's going to be really cool. Yeah, okay. I love stuff like that. I love old documentaries. I watch weird stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the Nazi such and such uncovered. You know.
Do you like cop shows?
To a point. Okay. You know, I always feel like I'm going to be on Cops someday. So
you know what?
I'm going to be on Cops. You know, they'll haul me out of the trailer without a shirt on, pants halfway down.
What a sad end to a Green Bay broadcasting legend's career, right? That would be. But you know what? Kind of poetic.
I think so, too.
Romantic to go out like that.
And I finally made the big screen. Look at me, Mom. I'm on the top of the world.
That's what I think of you, Schwab. I made it anyway.
Exactly. Look at you, Pete.
Have you seen any of the holiday movies? Do you have a holiday favorite, John?
I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
And I talked about this one day, and Dr. Kristen gave me a little bit of a hard time. It's tough when a doctor gives you a hard time.
Yeah.
But anyway, I said I like the Hallmark Network.
Really?
Yeah.
Just the kind of guilty pleasure, feel good.
It's always the same theme. It's like, you know, some woman and her mom are selling Christmas trees because her dad passed away and they need to keep the farm. And then all of a sudden she goes, oh my gosh, Mom, is that Carl? Yes, it is, dear. What's he doing here? I thought he was a brain surgeon in New York. Well, his wife left him for a pro hockey player and he moved back. Oh. Yeah, exactly. You know, it's one of those kind of things every single time, but I fall for it every single time. And the guy's always wearing a plaid shirt and a down vest.
He's got a beard.
A little bit of a
very
beard.
Well coiffed.
Absolutely.
Okay, so here's my.
You see him? You see that guy?
Yeah. Here's the thing, too. Like, if sentiment sneaks up on me, I will start. The rain will come right away.
Yeah.
And I was watching. We had just given birth to my son. This is like, 22 years ago or so. And I'm watching a show on TV. I don't even know what my wife is watching. And it's the baby gets taken from a shopping cart and kidnapped. And I started like, it just occurred to me, oh my God, I got a son. I got to protect this person. And I started like the tears kind of go, what is this? And she goes, Walker, Texas Ranger. I'm like, I'm crying at Walker, Texas Ranger. But I didn't know what it was.
Well,
it was like,
if anybody could make you cry.
I'm a big softy.
Come on now.
But you don't have a holiday favorite you can leave the people with?
Still love It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Still love It's a Wonderful Life. Can't not watch it when it's on. Can't not watch it.
I'm the same way. Christmas Vacation?
Love it.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? I mean, how do you not? You know, some of those are just like
it's just a given.
But you know what's the most underrated thing is Julia Louis-Dreyfus in that movie.
Oh, she's so funny.
She is so, everything that she does is hilarious in that movie.
And justified.
Yeah.
If Clark Griswold was my neighbor, I'd want to punch him out too.
Absolutely.
And I'd probably end up on my back from something stupid he did, just like with her husband.
Absolutely.
Who is Christopher Guest's brother, by the way. All right, this has been
did
a lot of fun.
That.
Yeah, we had this is John Mino. Thank you for being here tonight.
My pleasure, Pete.
Check
anytime.
Out
this is great. Love what you're doing.
Let's do it again.
Absolutely.
Check out Mino and the Mayor every morning right here at WGBW. And we'll do it again tomorrow night. I got Terry Barr and an opera singer in studio. It's going to be awesome.
Really?
Yeah. So please tune in again tomorrow night. Thank you for the text, everybody. Thanks to my guest Matt Miller. John Mino, Kristen Elfman, Jim Schmidt, and Don Brown. I'm Pete Schwabe. Thanks for listening to Nightlight.